at the start of planting season, when USDA's planting intentions report was released back at the end of March, DTN senior analyst Darren Newsom warned that those numbers could change in the account for one major factor.
I think it is going to be weather. You know, it is weather going to continue to play a role. To me, it's the key.
And it does look like his prediction could indeed come to fruition, at least here in Georgia. As Georgia Cotton Commission's Director of Public Affairs, Christian Moen, says continued wet conditions is forcing some farmers to rethink their planting decisions.
The current weather conditions have definitely delayed some cotton planting. We're still just a little bit behind. The current reports indicate about 4% of the crop is planted versus 11% for our five-year average. But what's real interesting to note is that we think some corn acreage is actually going to shift out of corn into cotton or possibly soybeans. A lot of the wet conditions have delayed corn planting to the point where now people are actually looking to shift that acreage into something else. But I think it's still too early to tell what that acreage will shift to, but we're going to look forward to the USDA's summer acreage report to see how much shifted into cotton or soybeans. But I think cotton right now still is very competitive when you look at other crops.
As Shimon notes, the current December futures contracts are nearing 85 cents. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.